Matt, Tim Carter here. Boy, you get the Patience Award today. Thanks for calling WGRR. How you doing, Matt?
Good. I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, buddy. How can I help you?
Well, we emailed back and forth during the week. A few months back, I built the linear French drain system, as you have it on your website.
Oh, yes. I remember you now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it must have been brutal this week. Or did you not tell your wife about this email stuff?
I did. She said she didn't want to hear about it until after it was done.
Oh. You're going to have to do this in the cover of darkness, man, because your neighbors are going to they're going to kill you.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, how do I fix it? Do I redig?
It's actually going to be pretty easy. Here's my question. When you dug the French drain, is the trench depth the same all the way around the house? Is it pretty much uniform depth?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, good. All right, because, see, that's what I tried to explain in that column, because if you understand the mechanics of the soil, what's going on, see, that's what you have to understand. It's like the deeper you go down in a clay soil, the clay gets more compact, and the water just won't go through it. That's why if you live in an area like we do, do you have ponds? Like if you got to the farmlands, do you have ponds out in the rural areas? Well, the reason those ponds work is because the soil is clay, and the water just can't go through it. If it was in a sandy area, the water would just drain through it. You wouldn't have a pond. Okay,
right.
So knowing that, if as long as you've got that trench the same depth all the way around your house and the ground is sloping, you know, in one general direction,
right,
do you see now how you automatically have built slope into the French drain system?
Right.
Because if you're if you take a tabletop and you tilt it up a little bit and you dig a line across the tabletop, that the bottom of that trench is also tilted.
Right.
Yeah, so you're going to just pull the gravel out, you're going to pull the pipe out, you're going to put 1 inch of gravel in the bottom of the trench, you're going to put the pipe back in, and then you're going to put all the gravel back in. And I'm telling you, as long as you've gotten that thing about 2 feet deep, it's going to work.
Okay, great.
Because you understand the mechanics of how the water's working through the topsoil.
Right.
You know, when it hits that gravel, it's going to drop down to the pipe.
Right. The other question I had was, and I don't know if you got a chance to see it from the pictures, was did you see any issue with the the soil around the actual house or the foundation?
It was the photos were tough for me to see, you know, because you can't see three dimensions.
Sure.
Are you able to get fall away from the house? That's really critical.
Right now, it's on the one side of the house. There is some, but in the front of the house, it's kind of level right up to the front of the house.
Well, let me ask this question: do you have any underground utilities in your area?
I had them marked when I actually did the digging for the French drain. There are none there.
Okay, this is going to sound pretty intense, but if there's any way for you to excavate and create a swale in front of your house, like a little thing that wraps around the house,
sure.
Now's the time to do it.
Okay.
In other words, you may actually have to dig a 6-inch deep trench, you know, like take 6 inches to 8 inches of soil out from the front of your house, you know, about 10 feet out from the house or 8 or 10 feet out. See what I mean? And then that way the ground stays the same at the foundation where it is now, and now it's going to slope down to that lower area.
Okay.
And then you wrap that lower, you wrap that feature around the house to the lowest part of your lot.
Okay.
And if you that's what the code requires for what it's worth.
Okay. Is that something that you think I should attempt myself, or is that something I need to probably get a contract?
I think you can absolutely do it yourself. Is there a place on your lot where you can, what we call spoil the dirt, where you can put the dirt?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
I have to do that for the rock.
I'll tell you what. There are now excavators out that I would have given my eye teeth for when I was building.
Okay.
I mean, when I was building, we had these things called Bobcats. You know, they're still a popular brand. You know, there's like mini excavators.
Right.
And some of them were pretty big. I mean, they were. But now they've got these miniature ones that you can stand on. They're tiny. And they're easy to operate. They'll dig the dirt. I mean, you've got so many tools that'll let you dig that thing out, you can't believe it.
Okay, great.
I think it's totally do it yourself. You may have about a 1-hour learning curve on how to operate the machine, but I think you can do it.
Okay, great.
All right, you do that, and you and make sure all your downspout water from your roof, make sure all that's piped away from the house.
Okay.
You know, so, and you, these water problems should go away, buddy.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Matt, thanks for waking up, and thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later.